Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, no Deebo Samuel for a couple weeks.
What happened?
He's hurt.
I'm out.
He's going to miss at least a couple weeks, according to Kyle Shanahan.
Okay, what part of the body?
Here we go.
All right, guys. Injuries from the game, just one new one. Deebo ended up having a calf strain. He'll probably miss a couple weeks. And that's it.
You cannot make this up. You just can't. And, you know, Stiney, in a year of no McCaffrey, Brock's going to get the 60, 70 million. I know it's about the Rams. You just lost one in many. And I'm just driving in traffic, and you get this report that Deebo's in the best shape of his life, and we saw it, went to the game Monday against the Jets, the home opener, and now the football gods have said, you know what, we're going to take one more of you guys. Hey, Deebo, come over here, and hopefully, Stiney, it's a couple weeks. Why can't it be a neck or a back
or
an elbow? The calf/Achilles. That's what I don't like about this. That's the jack-in-the-box aspect of the calf injury. Is it anything to do with the Achilles? We don't know yet. I'm not panicking.
Wait.
But damn the Niners, man. This is why you got to cash the ticket in the Super Bowl when you can.
There you go.
Tomorrow is not...
There it is. That's one of each. That's a reference to the losing the Super Bowl.
Stop.
And there is a tomorrow is not promised.
That's applicable every day.
Yeah. Look, the Rams are more banged up than the Niners.
All right. Nothing to say. Is it bigger than the Rams?
Why?
Because we don't want to get too far down the road. It's just like, what if I told you, just me, on the guru computer.
Yep.
Stiney, what if McCaffrey don't play a damn?
You mean the whole year?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm just throwing that out there. We don't know. So now it's about Brock Purdy and can he handle the load?
Yeah.
And I'll say this, they didn't handle it collectively against the Vikings.
I'd rather have a calf. I'd rather have a calf than a neck.
Well, that's how McCaffrey started. It was a calf. It was no Achilles. Then I was worried. You laughed and mocked me. Then you came and gave me flowers because I had it was.
I didn't give you flowers.
Yeah, you said take the victory lap, and I did. I didn't want to do it.
Well, so I wasn't worried about McCaffrey or injuries.
Right.
Okay. Now there's injuries, so now I can say, boy, we got to figure this out. We got some injuries. But you've been worrying for a month. And I guess my question to you is, what's it gotten you? You see what I'm saying?
No, it's not about me. It's about
the
services
you.
Of one of the best, if not the best, running back or offensive player in the league. That's what it's about. And when I heard the report that the car was in the shop, you guys were like, oh, he's just getting an oil change. I'm like, And now he needs bearings and rotors.
Now, I don't mean you, Daryl the Guru Johnson, here when I say you. I mean the plural you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys ever get tired of being wrong about stuff?
As far as?
You see my guy last night?
My God.
What?
Are you really you claiming that? He
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he was allowed.
Allowed?
Yeah, by, what word am I looking for? Negligence by the Philadelphia Eagles coaching staff in Sirianni. Not Sirianni, Sirianni. And that just debacle of a decision to put Kirk in that position. But your boy made some throws against a prevent defense. And you know what they say, prevent D will prevent you from winning.
Well,
what a just,
I thought,
wow.
I thought the bright lights of Monday night were too much for him.
Not last night.
Yeah. I was messing around with the YouTube chat.
You got in there before me. You know, don't like that. Those are my people. Let me get there first, then you come in.
I mean,
in.
you got to believe that a game like last night from Kirk Cousins, you got to believe. Yeah, Kyle Shanahan noticed that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's got his own problems. I'm sure he's watching the game, but
well, let's hope one of his problems isn't Brock Purdy without some weapons.
That is interesting. But okay, so now it's on Ayuk, and I just wonder, is he in tip-top shape? Is he, you know what I mean, Stani? Is the Rolls Royce, is it ready to go? That's what's so crazy about this. In a contract year for Brock, how can we ignore a rat on the table? Now there's rats, and it's about, is Trent Williams, Stani? Also,
what about him?
Is he going to be up to par?
Oh,
like, how long are we going to go
worried
down
about
the
Williams?
No, you said he wasn't on his A game yesterday.
Yeah, I saw some stuff.
The offensive line collectively didn't have the greatest game. But Brandon Ayuk, it's on you now. I like what I'm seeing from Kittle and Brock Purdy. Obviously, that wasn't his best work Sunday. So now it's about how Kyle uses Ayuk, man. This is crazy. It's like,
what if he's not ready?
Wow.
And now, in addition to missing training camp, now they need him to actually be a number one option. They need Ayuk to be a number one option.
Correct.
So this is going to be a big test for him and for Brock Purdy. Just three games into the season, and they're going to have to play the next 2 weeks without Deebo Samuel and without Christian McCaffrey, and then McCaffrey's going to miss the fifth game of the year also. So the 49ers are looking at the Rams and then the Patriots without those two players, arguably their best offensive weapons. Obviously, Ayuk is a hell of a weapon too, along with Kittle. But this does change the calculus a little bit with Brock Purdy. There's no doubt about it. Brock Purdy, conventional wisdom suggests he's going to have to do a little more than he would normally do.
Oh,
and
man,
the question is, can he do it? Can he do it? And we'll see. The Rams are banged up too.
I mean, yeah.
But
it's the NFL, right, Stani? Nobody's going to cry for you. I was on the way in, drama coming in. But anyway, Marcus Thompson, I don't know if you got to read his report in The Athletic. And it was about Brock Purdy and basically the Jackals getting ready. And this was the time they've been waiting for to see if Brock can do it. And they're waiting, you know, salivating at the bit, hoping, you know, he doesn't do it. But, Stani, it's more than just him. But it is the irony. And all this is what you've talked about, you know, hey, Goo, will we ever see him without the weaponry or whatnot? And now we're about to see it. And what scares me about what you just brought up from Ayuk, Stani, you talked about this. Now he's going to get that double team treatment. You know what I mean? He's going to get that true number one treatment. And can he beat it? Now he's going to know what it feels like to be Lamb and Jefferson and Jamar Chase. So we'll see how that goes. And other guys behind him, Juwan Jennings, have to step up. And also, the bruiser in the back. I heard Baldy on with the morning show, Stani, and he was just talking about, I know you kind of, and I was calling JP Marshawn Lynch, but the way he punishes and finishes runs, that's something that you like. But now he has to keep doing that.
Yep. They have to figure out a way to win some games without some of their offensive weapons.
Man,
it starts Sunday against the L.A. Rams, and my question to 49er fans is pretty simple. I mean, do you view these next two games without McCaffrey and without Deebo Samuel, is it a new lens to look at Brock Purdy under? Or is it just two games? You got to figure out a way to win it. And then when you get those guys back, hopefully you get clicking. I'm interested to know how 49er fans are kind of viewing the next 2 weeks.
Is that fair, too, Steiny, to Brock?
Yes.
When the team's complete and all the good that he's done, a Super Bowl visit, NFC Championship game, is it fair to – are we just throwing that away now that, you know, he doesn't have that at his disposal? And
no, I expect –
that can what we see, and hopefully still good, supersedes what we saw when the team was whole?
I expect the 49ers to win their next two games. Right. Because the Rams are hurt more than the 49ers are. Facts. And then the Patriots come in, and you should be able to beat the Patriots at home. What I want to know from 49er fans is, do you think it's fair to look at Brock Purdy in the next 2 weeks and really assess what he can and can't do? And does it matter if he struggles without these two weapons? Because they're usually there.
Yeah.
What do we expect from Brock Purdy on Sunday? And do you think that you know, Brock Purdy is, like, how instrumental is this to what happens at the end of the season? And how long will the judgments on Purdy last after these two games if they finally do get healthy?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the silver lining is that you do get a different kind of look at Brock Purdy, which is good because you see him with a full team, and now you see him with a couple players banged up. Let's see how he's going to respond. But more importantly, let's see how the Niners are going to respond. 888-957-9570. 49ers hit with some more bad news yesterday with Deebo Samuel. He'll be out at least 2 weeks. Let's talk about it, and what do the Niners do from here? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game? Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, it may not be fair, but this is the text that just came in on the Xfinity mobile text line.
Give it to us.
The 415. We get to see if Brock is truly elite or just a glorified bus driver. Fair or not? Because I think it's gonna. I think we're gonna hear it.
Wow.
I think we're gonna hear it. And my question is it fair or not?
And I kind of just asked you that during the break.
I know.
So
I figured it was such a good question. No, I had to spin it on you.
And if you allow me, if you guys allow me, how about I apply it to Brandon Ayuk?
Okay.
Because I'm more nervous about Ayuk and his current state of football shape and wind and conditioning. But the rat on the table with him is he got paid.
He did.
He ain't returning a damn thing. So that's that. But as far as football, Steinie, I'm wondering, is he ready to go? And I'm going to give you a basketball term.
All right.
They need him to score 35 Sunday against the Rams. Is his condition and wind up? We'll find out. But as far as Brock Purdy, they said it. Is it fair? But are you really looking at me and telling me, Steinie, let's just say he's average or pedestrian at best, that this will supersede all the goodwill he's done?
I don't know.
And you could be right. But I find that, like, if that's what we're doing in this life, I understand it. But the Niners have to already know who Brock Purdy is, with or without whomever.
Well, if you want to be objective.
And I ain't caping. Bonte's word. He was using that this morning. I'm not caping for Brock.
Well, I understand it, but the reality is last year they played a couple games without Trent Williams and without Deebo Samuel, and they lost three games in a row without those guys. Last week they played without McCaffrey, and they lost to the Vikings. And now this week they're going to play the Rams, and they're not going to have McCaffrey, and they're not going to have Deebo. And I don't think what happens the next two weeks is the be-all and end-all. But I don't think there's any doubt about it that now you get to look at him a little bit differently than the first year and a half. He's not going to have Christian McCaffrey. He's not going to have Deebo Samuel. So I look at this team right now, and I think it looks pretty typical, if you know what I mean, of like a normal NFL team. They got a good quarterback. They still have a good running back. Their tight end is getting incorporated a lot this year, and they have Ayuk. But they don't have kind of the bonus weapons. And I think it's very fair to take a look at Brock Purdy and to assess how he's doing and how he's done without these guys, because let's face it, he's not going to have these guys for his entire career. So why not find out what he can do if and when you have to play with fewer weapons? I think it's more than fair to ask Brock Purdy to step up his game the next 2 weeks and kind of lead this team past some devastating injuries on offense. And I think the teams that they play, I think it sets up well. The Rams are really injured, and the Patriots are going to come into Levi Stadium, and it's a team you should handle. Yeah.
Well,
even
they took Seattle 15 rounds. Mm-hmm. Coach Mayo's got them balling. But, Steinie, we've been together 7 years, and you kind of just stomped me with the last year without the weaponry for Brock and the team. You're right. They did lose three in a row. So, 7 years of being together, I've brought or introduced to the show a different scoreboard. And you tell me if I sound like I want to go unplug the Brock Purdy scoreboard in regard to his personal contract status, like he's playing for something. And it sounds like I want to go just unplug it until Deebo and McCaffrey come back. And you're telling me, Goo, it don't work that way.
It doesn't. And
the scoreboard is still working, Goo.
The scoreboard is still working. It's absolutely still working. And I'm not asking Brock Purdy to go out and win the game himself, but Brock Purdy may have to make more plays in the next 2 weeks than he's been asked to make previously. And the question is, how will he respond? I mean, I don't have any doubt he's going to respond well mentally and emotionally, but the question becomes, how can he quarterback a team that doesn't have all the weapons that he's usually used to And that's what we're going to have to find out. I'm going to view this, I still am going to view this in a positive way because it's still early in the season.
But even if you don't know when they're returning,
I mean,
both of them,
he's got no control over that.
You're right.
So he's got to figure out a way to win football games. And Kyle Shanahan's got to figure out a way to best use him with limited resources. And I think it's a great test. And I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Gotcha.
But if he doesn't play well under these circumstances,
what does that mean?
Well, it means that the 49ers are going to continue assessing Brock Purdy.
What?
And I mean, he's 18-5 as a starter. He's been fantastic, but now he's got a new challenge the next couple weeks. And you're not going to be, and the other thing is, to me, it's almost less about, well, next year, how much do you pay him, and then he's going to have to play maybe without a weapon or two. To me, it's more, you're a starting quarterback in the NFL, injuries happen, this week you're playing without some of your key guys, let's see what you can do. And if he responds well and they win, then that's a great sign. But if this offense really struggles and Brock Purdy looks a little bit shaky, well, then that's fair to put into the equation, too.
Yeah, and Stonnie, all good stuff, and I'll say this, because that's my job, is just to tell you guys how I feel. It's gotten off to a rocky start, and I know you kind of scoffed and laughed at me about nitpicking the win over the Jets, but I'll just go back to that game. I didn't like the 6 field goals, and that was with the luxury of having Deebo Samuel. But now that you don't have Deebo Samuel, now that you don't have McCaffrey in Week 1 and Week 2, do you understand now? Can you meet me halfway in midfield, Stoney, when you say, Goo, why are you tripping? And why you use tomorrow's not promise? The Niners could go on and win the Super Bowl, and there's nothing to see here. But do you understand already right now, partner, not winning that game in Las Vegas last year, how they're dealing with something that they haven't had to really deal with during this run? There are injuries, and now there's a rash of them to 2 important factors on the offensive side of the ball. And I'm not saying they can't get through it, but there's nobody walking this great earth saying it's not about to get more difficult than it's ever been. Well, those are just the facts.
Well, there you go again.
With
losing the game in Vegas last year.
Oh, yeah. No, but that applies.
How does it apply?
Because if you had won, you
feel
better.
Well, you did, but they didn't. They didn't win.
Right.
It's over. You got to forget about it. It's a new year.
Yeah.
You want me to play it already?
No. Before you hit play, do you understand what I'm trying to hammer home? That was an opportunity.
But it's over. They blew that opportunity in February.
Okay, and
it's
what if their best opportunity is over?
Well, then it's over. Mm. But I can't.
Yeah,
I can't keep looking. This is a new year. They're 1-1. They had holdouts in the offseason. Trent Williams is off to a slow start. Brandon Ayuk's off to a slow start. McCaffrey's hurt. Deebo Samuel's out the next 2 weeks. It's been a tough start to the season.
Focus on the Rams, you're saying. One game at a time.
Well, I'd rather focus on the Rams than focus on last year losing the Super Bowl. I mean, like, you can't. I don't think that matters anymore. It doesn't mean people aren't hurt or people aren't bummed that they didn't win it, but this is a new year. And
it's off to an injury-riddled start, wouldn't you say?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so how are we going to handle it if we're 49ers?
What you said, guys got to step up.
888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy. Somebody's saying here on the Xfinity Mobile text line, he's 0-4 without the Avengers.
Is that
who? And who is that? That's McCaffrey,
Deebo, Trent.
Oh, Trent's an Avenger.
Yeah, he remember he was out a Cleveland game and then missed the 2 Minnesota Monday night game.
Right, but like so
Iron
an Avenger,
Captain America, yeah, superheroes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Infinity. Yeah. Remember, I told you Xfinity. It's Infinity Wars.
Okay,
that's what the X Men are.
Let's go to Jan. Jan is in Mountain View.
Hey.
What's up, Jan? How you doing, man?
Yes, good morning.
Yes.
I have a question that's really been bugging me now that Deebo is now injured with a calf strain, and I've given a lot of thought, and I'm thinking, why hasn't the NFL been more, thinking about bringing back grass, because back in the day of Lewis and all of the players before what's on the field now didn't get injured like they are now. And now there are calf strains, there's Achilles injuries and everything else. And I know there's maintenance behind grass and keeping it up, but gee whiz, I mean, is anybody paying attention to these injuries?
Goo, I hear you. I hear you, Jan, but hey, you know, it's battle of attrition, and I'll just say this about Deebo Samuel. I'm not second-guessing anybody. You didn't ask, but this is why I don't like to see his workload increased. Did you really need him to return kicks? Did you really need him to return kicks? And this is why, Jan, I'm trying to be good today, but this is hey, let's use Deebo this. How about you just, you say, you know what I mean? Steiny, talk to me, man.
I was listening to the weekend show with Dan Devone and Evan Giddings.
Good show.
This weekend, and
I'm out.
Deebo Samuel's name was brought up, and Evan Giddings made it clear.
Uh-oh.
He said, I wouldn't call Deebo Samuel injury prone. He gets nicked up a little, and he's probably not going to play 17 games, but he's not injury-prone.
The log would back him up on that.
And I agree.
He's always Bobby Brady limping off. You know what I'm saying? Just the Super Bowl, he'll come out for plays. And Green Bay, he's out in the first half, doesn't come back. But I'm like, that is the guy that should not do more. If he does more, you want it in the passing game, which he did Sunday. Now he's got a calf, and I just wonder, hey, they increased his workload a bit. Why? What'd they do, Goo? They had him return kicks. Was it worth it? Well, I got the answer. No.
I think he just stood back there for the kicks. I don't actually think he returned one.
In my mind, he returned them, Steiny. It's just like he's...
So in other
Evan
words,
has the game log to back him up if you look at it.
So in other words,
but he limps off more than anybody.
Okay, so this is you'd like a coach to, we're playing without McCaffrey. Okay, our next best weapon is Deebo, but we can't use him because we're scared.
Well, I don't know. Why did Mason only get 20 totes? Well, after having 28.
Willard came in here and gave you that explanation.
Which one?
It was the same explanation that I'd given you all day.
Which was?
However, when Willard used the same explanation,
well, obviously it didn't resonate.
Oh, boy.
I don't remember. What was it?
I think you're right.
What was it?
It was 20 rushes when you're behind for two scores.
They were down 60. That game was never, we're down 23 or 18 points. We got to let it fly. No, I'm not the only one, and I love Will.
Evan?
I don't agree with that. I'm not the only one saying they gave up on the run too quick.
48 rushes, first two games.
No,
it's got to be among
about
the league
Sunday
leaders.
Against the Vikings. Well, why did you only give them 20? First and goal, and you throw it three times. I'm just saying. And you got a beast back there, a mutant, who punishes and finishes.
So
we got the ball down.
You're not. See, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You don't worry about Mason getting worked too hard, but you do Deebo. You got to give the ball to your playmakers. Right.
Mason doesn't have a Carfax report right now because he's so new. You like that?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. My feeling is when you're down players, you rely more on your stars. You want them to rely on their Scribinis, I guess.
No, J.P. Mason.
Garendo, let's get Garendo 15 touches.
Steiny.
He stinks.
Steiny. Yeah, I haven't even seen him enough to
declare
that. Well,
the bottom line is
we're going
their
to,
young players didn't have a great game on Sunday. Yeah. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Jonathan. He's at work, and he's coming down Evans Road right off the bat. Jonathan. He's at work, but I don't know where it is. What's up, Jonathan? How you doing?
What's going on, guys? Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Goo, I have a question for you. How much money does Deebo Samuel get paid to play this game of his professionally?
A lot of money. A lot of chicken.
And Goo, maybe the writing's on the wall, brother. maybe we're not wanting to read it. Maybe we're too scared. Maybe Debo is not our answer. If this man cannot be used to play the game that he gets paid really well to play a game and stay healthy, just like I said with Trey Lance, maybe this isn't the career for Debo, or maybe the position he's playing isn't for him. But he's getting paid a lot of money to say yes, sir, and do a job that he can't be healthy for, Goo. We need someone to be healthy. Goo, help me, man. I need to make sense out of this, because it seems like every season we got to count on one thing. Debo's gone.
I'm not laughing. Like, he lives off with the best of them, Stoney. He leaves, like Evan, the injury prone, you got me, brother, because the game log will back you. But just the little new, you know, the little nicks and, hey, and the pointing to the leg or down on the ground. We saw it Monday against the Jets. I just hope that this is only 2 weeks and he's Joe Burrow with the Cavs, Stoney, and he comes back and he's effective.
Well,
but you are. Nobody can ignore
the
pressure
on
Purdy.
Maybe the writing's on the wall, brother.
Huh?
Michael's in Napa. Hey, Michael, how you doing? What do you think about Debo Samuel? How the 49ers going to get it done without him?
So here's my take on this.
All right.
So a couple of years ago, Debo is wondering if he's a running back or on wide receiver money, even though we use him a lot for running back. Then this season, Christian McCaffrey goes out, and Debo's sitting on the sidelines thinking, wow, my reps are going to go up. I've already told them I didn't want a lot of these reps to get hurt. Then last weekend, you see him over the middle, tight throws by Purdy, getting over that middle linebacker and getting clobbered. Now all of a sudden, now I've got a leg strain, and I'm going to be out too for a couple of games. And lo and behold, you get Christian McCaffrey and Debo back around the same time. That's awfully coincidental in my book.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if they come back.
He sounds like some of my conspiracy friends, Donnie. I'm not biased. Debo wants to be out there. But, again, 8 catches, 110 yards. You know, he took some pounding. But I just can't believe me driving home yesterday with this McCaffrey news and before, you know, hadn't played, and now Debo's out. So, you know, a lot of people want to see Marcus Thompson, great article in The Athletic, again, about, you know, people are really watching with their binoculars, Donnie. All right, Brock, are you that guy?
Don't, like, let me ask 49er fans this. Don't you think they should? Don't you think 49ers should be watching Brock Purdy the next 2 weeks? Because mark a significant difference in the kind of team he's quarterbacking. And won't that give you perhaps a better objective assessment of what he can do? I look at that as a positive. And as long as it's early in the season and we haven't gotten to the midway point or in the second half of the season, I think this is a blessing in disguise to get to take a look at Brock Purdy the next 2 weeks. Because if he rises to the occasion, I think we can all acknowledge then the questions are answered. If he doesn't rise to the occasion,
that's where I'm fixated on.
Okay, well, good. Like, I mean, not
so all
good.
His goodwill that he's created when the team's healthy. I'm asking.
Yeah, I want to see
which weighs more.
I want to see Brock quarterback a team that's loaded, which he's had the opportunity to do for a year and a half, and now I get to watch Brock Purdy quarterback a team that's banged up, and he's going to have more responsibility, you would believe. And I think it's a great opportunity, not just for Purdy, but for the 49ers. Like, listen, it's out there.
It's been out there. That's heavy.
That he can't, you know, that he's taking advantage of all the weapons that he has, and that he's a product of the greatness around him. Okay. People have differing views on that. I get it. To me, this is going to be fun the next 2 weeks to see Brock Purdy quarterback without as many weapons, and you'll get a more maybe objective view of how he would quarterback a team that's maybe not an elite team this upcoming week.
Would you liken it to the 3 games that they lost last year when Debo was out and Trent was out?
Yeah, I would.
You know, and we don't forget that, but it didn't erase all the good that he's done, I guess. And I'm with you. It is going to be exciting. Now, if you're Kyle, I'm sure it's not, but I heard Bonte this morning with him and Shaskin. He was right. Like, Niner fans, Stoney, if they win 3-0 down in L.A., Levi South, that'll suffice, you know. But there is another scoreboard all of a sudden now, is what are we getting from Brock Purdy without some of the Avengers?
I mean,
two of them.
Look, I've been someone who said for the last year or so that the one thing about Brock Purdy, without making any kind of judgment on whether I think he's great or I don't think he's very good, but I would, before he gets paid, I'm glad that I get to see him play a couple games like this. I just do. And whether you like it or not, if he doesn't play well the next 2 weeks, then we do have something to talk about.
Wow.
We just do. And the 49ers, like, I look at this as, look, Brock Purdy's a good quarterback. How good is he? How good is he? I think we'll get a better taste of it against the Rams and against the Patriots, and then against the other team they play after that, that they're going to have to play without McCaffrey. To me, I'm going to almost look at this as a positive, at least
you called it,
knowing
Scotty,
that these guys are going to come back in weeks 4 or 5 or 5 and 6 or whatever.
Yeah.
But if they don't, well, then he's going to have to quarterback a longer stretch without his weapons.
This is crazy.
We'll get, now, let me ask you this. Why is it crazy?
Because I didn't foresee early, week one, no McCaffrey, and then week two, after a big game for Debo and us talking about how great a shape he's in, him being like, it's come real fast, Donnie. That's why it's just like what you've talked about and me. I think I blew up at you. Like, why would you want to see that? And here we are, week three, going into week three against the Rams. It's upon us.
I mean, again,
it's crazy.
This could be, and I'm not saying, well, Brock may not get paid. I'm not saying anything like that, but
You cannot deny
that we're going to get to view Brock Purdy the next 2 weeks at least through a different lens. And the 49ers will get to see that too. And so, yeah, these are the two biggest games of the regular season for Brock Purdy, probably in his short history.
Didn't last week count too, though, even though we had Debo?
Well, they lost.
Yeah, and his performance wasn't up to his standards.
But they lost without McCaffrey.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to open up the lines to talk about Brock Purdy a little bit more. It's the Purdy prognosis. What does he have on the line the next two games? Mm. Because I know it's easy to say that, they're just two games. But no, these are the biggest two games of Purdy's career, I think, at least as his contract is concerned.
Wow.
888-957-9570. You think that's preposterous, 49er fans? Or do you think that's fair? That segment brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.